we're going to hear the title track from Miss Tamika Moore's EP, and the name of the song is The End of Me. And when this song is over, we're going to be talking to the beautiful, talented woman herself, Tamika Moore.
If I burned a bridge, that's not what I meant to do. If I broke some hearts, I didn't mean that too. I believe the men, and now there's some things I have to come to terms with. I don't know who I am anymore.
Good evening, Miss Moore.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, darling?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be on with me this evening. My goodness. You know, I've heard you compared to Rachelle Pharrell, and I have to say I completely agree. You guys.
Wow, that's an honor.
Yeah, baby. So, how you doing, darling? What you up to?
I'm great. It's been a busy day. I had some gigs today, so this is my last thing of the day.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad we got in there. So, Tamika, I understand that you grew up in the Philadelphia area and you went to the Philadelphia School of Performing Arts.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Had a great experience there. Met a lot of my colleagues who are also doing very well, in the music world today as well. So, yeah, great experience.
Okay. So, when did you know that singing is what you wanted to do?
I think I had a glimpse or an idea, maybe at an early age, maybe about 9 or so. But I don't think I've really got a hold of it until maybe 1998. And that was like a very sunny day. I was riding the train, and one day I was actually working at a law firm at the time, because I was actually going to school to be an attorney. And I just, that one day, it was kind of like an epiphany. I was like, you know what? I don't want to be an attorney. This is not the dream I have for myself. And I realized at that point that music had always been a part of my life, and that's what I really wanted to do. So from that moment on is when I had this, when I decided to really make a go of it and try to see where I could take it.
Okay, so you said you were going to law school?
Yeah, actually, I was applying to law schools in D.C. I was applying to Howard Law, Georgetown Law, and while I was waiting to get an answer, taking the LSATs and everything, I was actually working in a firm, and I was working as a paralegal while I waited for entrance.
Get out of
And that's
here.
when that happened to me. It was an epiphany. I said, this is not necessarily what I want for my life, even though, I spent the previous 4 years planning for a career in law. Everything that I did, I was doing internships, working on Capitol Hill, working for senators, and then to reach a pivotal point when you've done all these things to ensure success, you wake up one day, you say, yeah, this is not really what I want for myself. I think this is what everybody else wanted for me. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is true. A lot of people go through life doing what's expected of them as opposed to what
Yeah.
they want to do. And it is to our benefit that you decided that you want to do something else. Because if you hadn't have decided, we wouldn't get to hear this beautiful music. Hey.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, my pockets are glad too, because I know my student tuition for law school would have been crazy.
Oh,
So
yeah,
I think my
definitely.
pockets are happy too. So.
Okay, so you've done well, you started off as with a group, right?
Yeah, actually, while I was in high school, there was a group of girls that I performed with. We were kind of put together, kind of almost accidentally. Boyz II Men member Michael McCary was working with us, kind of helping us, kind of took us under his wing, and that was kind of like the beginning for us. So we were doing a lot of shows around town, and we were being sought after. Actually, also at the same time, by Teddy Pendergrass. He wanted to start a female singing group at the time. So those were the early years. And after that didn't necessarily pan out the way we all wanted to, I decided to go to college. And, the rest is history.
Yeah. Good stuff. Okay, so this EP, tell us a bit about how that came about, 'cause it was really interesting. I was reading your press kit and I'm like, wow.
Sure. So with the EP, initially I wasn't going to put it out. I was doing a show one night, and Will Downing was on the show, and he was in the middle of getting ready to put out his stuff. And he said, I'm getting ready to put out an EP. And he was like, it only has, maybe 6 or 7 songs on it. And I said, yeah, that's kind of where I am in the process. I said, I don't know how long it's going to take me to get, 5 or 6 more songs to make it a full-length CD. He's like, oh, put out what you have. So actually, that conversation kind of helped give me a little bit of confidence to say, okay, it's okay to put out what you have. So that's what I did. I put out what I had, and specifically everything that was going on around it at the time to kind of birth the music that was created is, I think I had reached a pivotal point in my life where I felt like I needed to reevaluate. I needed to come to terms with things. So The End of Me is a pivotal project for me because I think it is the project in which it started the catalyst for me actually becoming an adult. Even though I was already one, mm-hmm. I think it created the process for me becoming an adult spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that came about.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, you in your press kit, it talks about your self reflection and trying to answer some questions that you had for yourself. I thought that was like awesome because you used the talent God gave you to try to find the answers to the questions that you had about life. I think that's just, you know, if we could all do stuff like that, if we could all use those talents, whatever they are that God gives us, to open up the door to the answer. You know what I'm saying? I think that's...
Yeah,
like...
and I think it did. And I think it did. And I think specifically the way in which I approach writing and what I'm doing, because people ask, you know, are you gospel? Are you jazz? Are you R&B? And that question is always a little tricky. For me, I know specifically what I am as an artist. I really believe I am an inspirational soul artist.
Mm-hmm.
But the content of what I write, I think literally is always consistent because I literally talk about the journey to find mm-hmm. Christ mm-hmm. based on life experience and what's coming out of it. So I'm chronicling my life essentially, right. And you know, praying that somehow maybe others can relate to it. And this is how I'm finding Him. This is how I'm beginning to understand who He is little by little. And I'm learning stuff minute by minute every day of my life. So that's why I say this album is, for me, the beginning of me becoming an adult spiritually.
So is that why you entitled it The End of Me?
Yeah, actually it's kind of you know, ironic. There's a little bit of irony there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The end of one thing and the beginning of another.
Right.
So, yeah, so it's really a coming to just, you know, unveiling, you know, mm-hmm. where I am, just being really transparent, and it's honest.
Yeah, it's definitely that, which is why I think a lot of people really love listening to it, because, you know, the thing about music is, regardless of what the artist intends the message to be, people get their own mm-hmm. message. From it, whatever it is. And that's the beautiful thing about it, you know? Everybody interprets it to what they need at that time that they're hearing it.
Yeah, which is great for me, because all I did was sit down and say, hey, you know, I'm just going to say what I need to say,
mm-hmm.
be honest. I know it's, you know, at this point I'm, you know, metaphorically speaking, naked,
yeah.
you know, before the audience, you know, laying out some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, you know, I hope people can relate. This is where I am. I've made some mistakes. But in making those mistakes, I'm discovering quite a bit about life that I had not mm-hmm. known before. And it's like, wow, you know.
Yeah, it's almost like you're saying it's okay to follow your path and go through what's meant for you, because you're gonna grow from it. You're gonna learn from the experience. Don't be afraid. It's kind of like what I'm getting from your songs.
I think you can get from it. I mean, some people, you know, they'll ask me like, no, really, what was this song about? What were you talking about here and there?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because the songs are so deeply personal yet universal,
mm-hmm.
like you said, depending on where you are will determine how you process the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know where I was when I was writing it, so so you know,
yeah.
depending on where you are in your life will determine how you process it, which is fine, you know, either way.
Okay, so as an independent artist, what are some of the... Okay, let me rephrase this. Between being an independent artist and being with a major record label, what do you see as some of the struggles that are unique to independent artists?
Sure. Well, let me first say this. What I have noticed on this journey is that there is completely no difference between myself and the artist that is signed to a major label. Literally, we're on the same grind.
Mm-hmm.
Because the music business has changed so much, we literally are having to do the same things. The only difference, if there is any specifically that would mark us different, would be the fact that those that are signed to a major label have more of the resources available to them. They have, you know, more hands, more of a team, more access to gatekeepers than maybe the independent does. But other than that, as far as the day-to-day, what needs to happen from marketing and promotions, promoting concerts, dealing with the ins and outs of the business, all the things that happen on the background that maybe, you know, music-goers or fans may not know about, we're dealing with the same issues. We're doing the same things. You know, the major label has the same challenges that the indie label had at the at the end of the day. You know, we're all trying to make the best of what we have with limited resources.
Right, right.
And we're trying to expose the music to larger audiences with what we have. So unlike if I was signed to a major label, I would be competing for marketing and promotion dollars with maybe another 20 artists that are signed to the roster. The benefit of being an indie is that I'm not competing against anybody on my label for marketing dollars. What I have is what I have for my projects. But the difference is that I'm really, really having to make it stretch even more because I don't have other acts to pull from to help foster some of that budget, which some of the major labels have. You know, they can have an act that's doing really, really well, and it's helping to foot the bill for the other 19 acts on the label.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But we're still doing the same work. We're all having to, you know, try to expose the music.
Yeah, yeah. Just that you guys have to work just a little bit harder with less.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, just a little harder. Yeah, you know, they're more gatekeepers that they have access to.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have our challenges to try to get around that.
What about from on the creative side?
From the creative side, they have access to some of the top engineers, top studios. But at the same time, us indies also have that access now because with the industry changing, those budgets aren't as large as they used to be at one point. You know, at one point, you know, producers get easily, you know, $100,000 for one song. Well, that's still the case for some producers, but that's few and far between now. So some of those producers that were working for the labels getting $100,000 for a song, now, you know, they're out there calling the indies, hey, you know, I got some openings, you know, I can do a track for you, you know, for $20,000. You know, so it's kind of leveled the market in a sense, the changes that are going.
Yeah,
so creatively,
personally, I like the changes because I you know, we support independent artists here, and I like that so many of these talented folk are able to, you know, get work with people who are actually writing songs for them that you know that fit them, and they are able to capture a bigger audience. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's a good thing. And now you go to, when you're selling your indie and you're selling your own music, you can go to a record label and have them do your distribution, which helps you because, you're already doing your thing. You're already grinding, like you said. And then if they step in and help you, of course, you got to sell a lot for them to help you. But, you know, it's a good thing. I think the way the music industry is changing is positive. It's on the right track. You know, some people say that the music is not as good as it was when you know the major record labels had more control. But I don't agree because I do this every day, 7 days a week, and I hear some talent. Now, of course, you hear some people who are not so good. That, you know, that's anywhere, anytime. But there are so many talented, good, independent artists like yourself. Who you hear them and you're like, wow, you know? So I think I
appreciate that. It's a challenge with this new market, but what I'm thinking is too now with everything changing and there's less opportunities there are less opportunities at the top in the sense where you have all these huge mega artists, pop stars, so to speak.
Right.
Those are seeming like they're starting to come down a little bit. There's not as much room for that, but it seems like there's a lot of room for people to be equally successful, not necessarily that you have, you know, a large group of people that are successful at the top. I think that's doing anything.
Right. Right. Okay, well, you know what? I think we need to go ahead and play another song. It is about the music. Okay, so, but before I play anything, tell people how they can find your music.
Sure. Always on my website, TamikaMoore.com. That's TemikaMoore. Also on iTunes. I'm on Amazon and Bandcamp. And all you got to do is Google me. Mm-hmm. I'm easy to find. TemikaMoore. And I'm always on Twitter and Facebook and SoundCloud.
All right. Good, good stuff. Okay, so let's do I'm Okay, the remix version. You want to tell us a little bit about
that? Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm Not Okay, the Bruner and Jones Falerzy remix. I teamed up with Grammy-winning war team Helen Bruner and Terry Jones out of Philadelphia. And they did a remix for me on this song. And it's meant literally for the electronic and house dancing arena. This was my first time kind of getting into that genre. So I was trying something new. So It's just I'm Not Okay, the remix.
Okay, well, we're going to see if everybody likes it. Here we go.
Too many things on my mind. I don't wanna pretend, I don't wanna play games. Can't lie to myself, not one more day. They're trying to deal with something that I should talk about. I'm going through some changes and I'm having my doubts. Been there for everyone else, now I'm going.
Yeah.
I like that. I think they did a really good job.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I call it a great remix for a Zumba class.
Oh yeah, definitely. Do you think you'll do more of that type music?
I'm not sure. This was my first try at it. I'm kind of treading water lightly, see how this works, uh-huh. and determining if I'll do more.
Well, how do you feel? How do you like it? I mean, you know, you're the artist.
I enjoy it. It was different for me. I liked kind of going out of my box, mm-hmm. and kind of exposing some new stuff to my audience. I'm looking forward to performing the new remix maybe overseas, uh-huh. and see how. I know in other countries, dance music is a little bit more well-received than it is in the U.S.
Right, right.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Although there is a following for it now. There's a nice following for it here in this country as well. But you're right, it is more popular over there. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm holding out to see how it does and to determine if I'll keep moving forward, you mm-hmm, know, in that direction. Mm-hmm. So I figure, hey, you know, I'll try something new.
And speaking of overseas, how's your music doing over there? Because, well, let me let you answer and then I'll follow up with a question.
Well, actually, I think I've been doing relatively well. I'm still building the audience there. Like, I feel like I am in the States too. But mm-hmm. the response that I've gotten, you know, from the UK has been mm-hmm. really, really great, and in Japan. So I'm thinking it can only get better.
Right. Yeah, because what I find, and I'm not a musician, but, you know, I do have a lot of contacts, it's particularly in the UK and Germany, okay. and it seems to me that they are hungry for soul music over there. It's like you do
okay.
so well. You know what I'm saying? There are some artists, independent artists that I know who are, like, you know, the upper echelons over there. They're doing okay over here now. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about the U.S. because music, everybody loves music. But it's like over there, they take their music to a whole new level. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow, you know, like a Beyonce here. Mm-hmm. That's how they are over there. People just want them, you know, always want them. They're always working. They go over there for months at a time and tour. One of my musician friends actually moved to Germany because he's working steady, you know?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that market is a little different.
That's
I'm not
awesome.
Going to say it's necessarily better.
I'm looking forward to being able to perform over there a little bit more. So, we'll see what this project opens up. So maybe, you know, I'll get some more calls to perform.
That'd be great. We want you to be as successful as possible because, you know, when you got a talent and you're willing to let your light shine, if you will, it needs to shine in as many places as possible.
Awesome. Well, hey, I'm open.
That's right. We're speaking that into existence.
Yeah,
that's what we did. Okay, so you're doing a lot of shows right now as opposed to being in a studio, or are you doing both?
Actually, no, I'm not in the studio now. I'm planning to start back up in the studio to finish working on some new material. The plan was to start next month, but I think that may get pushed a little bit. Mm-hmm. But the plan definitely is to put out some new music, hopefully within the next year, you know, to year and a half. So mm-hmm. I'm in no rush, though.
Right, right.
I want to make sure that the music has a chance to sit
mm-hmm.
with me
mm-hmm.
and to make sure I live
smart.
It before I record it, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So are you performing independently, or are you on, like, a ticket with other artists or combination?
Actually, no. Not recently. Not on a ticket. I've just been performing independently during spot dates. But mm-hmm. not that I wouldn't be open to being on a ticket. I'm always open. I'm always open to work, so I don't mind working.
I know that's right, honey. That's right. Do what you do. Get it out there. Yes. Okay, so let me back up. Who are some of your influences from the past?
There's so many. I don't want to leave anybody out, but off the top of my head, I think immediately of Rochelle Pharrell. I think of Liz Wright. I think of Aaliyah Adams, mm-hmm. Angela Winbush, Well, there's so many, I don't want to leave anybody out. Ella, Carmen McRae, Clark Sisters. Those are the ones that pop off the top. I know I'm leaving a couple out. I know I am.
No, that's okay.
I know I'm leaving a couple out.
Because, you know, of the people you named, I can hear influences.
Oh, right. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, I can hear those influences. What'd you say, honey?
That means I've been listening to them too long, then, if it's coming out yet. Then we're all, I think we're all, as artists, I think we're.
It's your style, but just little nuances, you know, here and there.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all amalgamations of everything we've heard anyway. It's kind of hard
that's
not
true.
To, to have it come out of music.
But there's so much great music that's been made already, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Okay, so who would you like to perform with?
I really would like to perform. Does it have to be one? Because I have a couple.
No,
I can't
you can, it can be as many as you want.
I'd have to say Mervyn Warren, who was a former member of Take Six. Chucky Booker. I've always thought he was a great arranger and producer.
Yeah, he was. Oh, he is.
And actually, I've always wanted to see what it was like to work with Quincy Jones and George Duke, you know, who are the masters.
Oh, yeah.
I've been a fan of Quincy since I listened to all the orchestration he did on The Wiz back in the day. I was just amazed at the score for that movie.
Right.
I was like, I thought he was wonderful. He was a genius.
Well, I tell you, I would love to see you do something with George Duke.
Yeah. Oh, not
that
yet.
That would be awesome. Yeah. That would be, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that I would like to work with. Off the top of my head, when I think about legends and the masters, those are people that come to mind. Like Mervyn Warren has done beautiful work. His work can be seen in so many movies and, you know, all the work he's done, you know, that he did with Take Six and the work that, you know, he did with Handel's Messiah. Just all the work he's done since, you know, since leaving Take Six.
Right.
You know, he's done a lot of great work. I'm like, okay, I would love the opportunity to see what it's like to work with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think it's time for another song. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do I Wish I Knew Back Then.
Okay.
You want to say anything about it before we play it?
I think the title says it enough.
It really does, right? Okay, well, we're going to take a listen, and we'll be back with more Tamika Moore.
I wish I knew back then what I know right now. Would have been, should have been, could have been better. I wish I knew back then what I know right now. Would have been, should have been, could have been better. As I look at my life and see where I've gone, I see the things that I've done right and everything that I've done wrong. I see the God in me. I know He's in everything. I can't help feeling this way, but my eyes are open and all I can say.
Change, but when you know better, you do better. It's true. I know.
Should've been, could've been so much better. Wanna know now, would've been, should've been, oh, so much better. I know what's real and I know I hear when it speaks. I ask, seek, knock. All I can say is no more regrets. I'm gonna do my best and live like never before. Oh, yeah. Everywhere I go, I've gotta love, I've gotta love more. Give thanks to the more. Give thanks. Now that I know, I've got to live more. Give more. Oh. Everywhere I go,
now that I know,
I've got to love, oh, more. Give thanks to the more.
Now that I know,
now I've got to live more. That's inspiration. The music, the lyrics, everything goes together, honey.
Awesome. I love to do that one live.
You know, ooh,
we can take it a lot of places when I do that live.
I bet. I can hear that. I can imagine that, I should say. Okay, so what dates do you have coming up? Because you're in the DMV, right?
Yes, I am in the DMV. Actually, I'm kind of sailing right now for the next couple of weeks, so I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy just like this quick break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy the quick break. I mean, I'm still promoting the current album and the new single, so there's always plenty of work to do there.
Oh,
but
yeah,
as far as like
any
shows in the DMV, I'm kind of going to get to enjoy this nice little break.
So. Well, that's, I mean, and the weather should be nice too, so that's good. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a vacation. I can't wait to get mine.
and I was well overdue. So, but you know, after that, I'll be right back into the swing of things in 4 years.
So. Well, you gotta keep me informed of where you're gonna be so that I can, you know, post it on the website, and also maybe I can make one. I mean, I've known several over the past 2 or 3 months, and I just have not been able to get there for one reason or another. I'm like, okay, I gotta get there to see my girl.
Yeah, well, you know, I keep saying I gotta have some shows on nights that works for everybody.
yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's getting to be summer, so you'll have a lot more opportunities for all days of the week. You know what I'm saying? Not so much just on the weekends, because people hang out more in the summertime. They more into doing that. And you know, we used to have something, and you might remember, I don't know how long you've been in the area, but we used to have a program called Summer in the Parks. And they still have it to a certain degree, where you would go and see artists perform in the outdoor amphitheaters in the parks around the district. Oh, I used to love that. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think they still actually do have it. I think Carter Barron is one of them, I think.
The Carter Barron still exists. But I grew up in Northeast D.C., and Langdon Park, we used to have artists come there all the time, too.
Oh,
and they don't do it at every park like they used to. They kind of do Carter Barron, and I think it's one other place, I can't even call the name right now, where they still actually do it. But the Carter Barron is always great. That's always a great place to go see people.
Yeah, and I think Fort DuPont was one that
Fort DuPont. Thank you. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, I think I saw Lakeside there last year. last year, the year before, I can't remember.
Always.
But yeah.
I go wherever I can get in.
I know that's
so,
right,
you know,
baby.
There's always stuff going on.
Well, we gonna pray that you get in many more places.
Yeah.
Okay. Many more. So give me an opportunity to get there, because I got so much going on. And I so many people that I want to go see in person that I just can't seem to get there. But I'm going to see you. I promise. I'm coming to see you.
Well, I know there'll be a show you'll be able to attend.
It's got to be. That's what I was trying to find out. But that's okay. You're going to let me know. So I can
make some
changes in my schedule. Okay. Now, look, this is something that I ask every artist that comes on to do, and that is to give a word of advice and or encouragement to the people who are trying to do what you're doing. Okay.
Wow.
Now, you ain't got to try to come up with it right this second. Take a minute to mull it over, you know. So we're going to go ahead and play another song.
Okay.
And this one, let's do Let It Go.
Awesome.
Yeah, you want to tell us anything about you have somebody performing with you on this track?
Sure. Let It Go, this is another remix. This one was done with a guy by the name of Terrell Wallace, a.k.a. Tall Black Guy. I've reached out to him. He had done a remix for Eric Robeson, and he was a winner of a remix competition that Eric was doing. And I reached out to him, and we actually worked on this song totally remotely, and then he moved over to the U.K.
Mm.
So we kind of, we did everything totally remote, so we never got to physically work in the studio together, but it was a great experience, and Terrell is just a great spirit, and he understood where I wanted to go on the song. So it's Let It Go, and it's the Terrell Wallace, a.k.a. Tall Black Guy remix.
Well, isn't technology wonderful to allow you to be able
Absolutely.
To do something like this? With somebody who's across the water? That's great.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take a listen and we'll be right back.
Let it go.
Love it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, you know, you put some strong songs on this EP, honey.
I said, hey, Lou, work with what I got.
Hey.
Let me put out what I have.
Hey, well, you know, it works. I'm glad you took his advice and went on and released it.
Yeah.
Of course, Will Downing is one of my favorite vocalists, too. Another one of my favorites, Will. He got that love ballad thing going down.
Yeah, he does. Yes, I've been a fan for a very, very long time. So,
You said you're planning to go back. Have you written some songs already?
Oh yeah, I'm always writing.
Always.
But actually, you know, taking the time to go in the studio to fully record the song, as opposed to, you know, what I consider pre-production.
Mm-hmm.
I have not done that yet, but have definitely always, you know, continuing to write.
Yeah. I know you got some good stuff. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, as I continue to develop the ideas on the new songs and finish them through. I think with each project, I think I've become a little bit more transparent and just mature musically and lyrically. And I'm always excited to share that with the audience that, you know, I'm growing. You know, I feel like I'm getting stronger and better as a songwriter and musician.
All right. Well, we wish you continued success.
Thank you.
Before we let you go, we want to hear your words. We want to hear what you got to tell the people coming behind you.
Sure. I would have to say for anyone that is just entering the business or interested in entering the business of music, I would have to say first really get a hold of who you are as a person and understand what your gifts are and also know why you're doing music. Why you write, why you perform, or why you play, you know, whatever your specific gift is in music, be clear about that and hold firm to that, because there's so many things that happen in the business that can really take you off track. And oftentimes, I think this business, your character is tested on many different levels. And if you get real firm and clear about who you are, who you are not, that helps the decision-making process a lot better, because that means you know where you're not willing to compromise. And I think that advice goes clearly across the board, whether you be in the music business or any other business. And also know your value. When you know that, it's a little less harder to compromise.
All right. Well, that's good stuff. And I agree. That does go across the board, whatever your livelihood might be, whatever your desires, whatever it is you're trying to do with your life. That's good advice. Thank you so much.
I hope it encourages someone. So.
I think so. I think you're an encouraging soul. Like you said, you're inspirational. And it's true. So I want to take this opportunity to thank you once again for spending this time with us, because I know you don't have to. There's a lot of other things you could be doing, like relaxing, since you had a couple of other things to do today. But we really appreciate you, and we will definitely continue to rock your music. Please let us know whatever you're doing so we can let the people know. And also, one before you go, give your contact, you know, where people can keep up with you, your website, and all of that wonderful information.
Okay, I just want to say hello to your audience, and thank you so much again for having me on and sharing my music with your audience. I can always be reached at TamikaMoore.com, on Facebook and Twitter, at Tamika Moore, or Google me, Tamika Moore, and I'm on iTunes. And again, you can always come back to the website, TamikaMoore.com.
All right, love. Thank you so much. And are you going to spend tomorrow with your dad?
Actually, I got that out the way kind of early before the Father's Day rush. So I actually did that on Friday.
Oh, cool. A woman.
Yeah, you know, when you can actually get a reservation, because nobody was thinking about it on Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
That was smart.
Yeah.
That was smart. All right, Miss Tamika Moore, once again, thank you so much. God bless you and keep you. And we want to hear good things coming, okay?
Thank you. You take care.
All right, darling.
All right,
you so
goodbye.
Much. Okay, that was great. Good stuff, good stuff. And we've got another song from Miss Tamika Moore, and we're going to let you hear it right now. It's entitled, Is It Really This Simple?
Right from the start, you really touch my heart. You see things others ignore. You see the good in me and so much more. Now, is it really this simple to love? Things with you, things known only by a few. My secrets, my dreams, my fears. You never judge me, you just wipe my tears. Now, is it really this simple to love?
Hope you guys enjoyed listening to Miss Tamika Moore. I hope you follow her on Facebook and Twitter. Go to her website. Support this young lady. She is definitely a talent. She's got a lot more to give us. And I, for one, am ready to receive.